This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So Halloween happened, and we're going to be giving you some updates on what happened at each of our Halloweens and whatnot as the show goes on. I know we need to hear about Potato Gate later.
Yep.
And different things like that.
Yes, we're dying to know.
We're dying to know. But I don't think everybody's Halloween goes well. I think sometimes Halloween is bad.
Do you remember the year of the clowns just like terrorizing?
Was that a couple years ago?
I think it was 2020 or something.
When the first, like, it was like, yeah. And they were just terrorizing people?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we want. We want your, like, if your kids went out and everything was great, that's not what we want your Halloween horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody robbed you, somebody, like, I've had, like, Halloween is the egging time of the year, right?
Yeah.
It's more like pumpkin smashing, but yeah.
I think you could reverse that and make it way more fun, but...
Smashing pumpkins?
There you go.
yeah, our pumpkins would always get taken. Growing
really?
Up off of our porch, yeah. Yeah, it was
so
always...
Sad.
So
sad.
The way of the world, I guess.
The Halloween horror that I remember... Like, okay, so my daughter got involved in a haunted house last night. Like, so one of the neighbors, one of our good friends, like, one of Mia's great friends, her family set up a haunted house in the garage.
Wow.
And like Mia went and like manned it and like jump scared people and it was fun and like great.
Yeah.
I swear I'm not trying to be political when I say what I'm about to say, but like when I was growing up, maybe it wasn't when I was growing up. I think it was when like Noah was little. I'm confusing two memories, but like there was a house that did the exact same thing on our block and it was like a haunted house and it started with like the usual stuff. You put your hand in the spaghetti and grab grapes. So it's like brains and eyeballs. And you're like, ew, gross. And then you went a little deeper into their garage. And it's like more like jump scare and fog and like the red eye thing. It's like making sounds. You're just like, this is great. This is great. This is great. And then you end up inside their house. But they've still like lined the walls with black tarp. So it's kind of a real haunted house. Like you're walking through and like more and more scary stuff. In the middle of this thing was these graphic pictures of political things, I will say. And they were pushing an agenda that was being voted on.
Oh, okay.
But you didn't know.
Until you got all the way.
Until you were already inside and you can't go back.
Well,
kids can't vote.
But no kid went in alone.
Yeah, so I guess that's true. I would
the
never
Halloween
let my kid
horror
do
was
that alone.
They lured voting adults into their house to push like a candidate's, it was the worst. I'll never forget. I'm just like, oh my God. I had no idea these people were politically minded, but what, and then what do you do? We're literally running up and down the street to everybody going, don't fall for the haunted house. And like, there's grapes in the brains. And I'm like,
nope.
I swear to God, when you get inside, you're going to know. You're going to figure out what I'm saying. It was the worst because my kids are like, why are we looking at pictures of like,
it's intense for sure.
Do you know what the pictures were of? Do you understand what the pictures were of?
Okay. Yeah.
You really do? Okay, good. I didn't want to say it out loud, but that's what it was. It. All over their house. And they're like, House of Horrors. And I'm like, yeah. My kids were not supposed to see that.
So is there candy or no?
No, what are we no candy. I honestly, God, I think at the end you got like a flyer.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
It was like, did I ruin it? Is anybody going to call for House of Horrors? Because now it's like,
I don't know. We had we went trick or treating last night, and my son went with kind of a neighborhood girl. They're about the same age, and it's like a budding kind of flirtatious little romance kind of thing going on.
Okay.
More so, it's like they just kind of show off for each other. Yeah. You know, they're at that stage. Okay. And they had gotten candy, and then I'm not paying attention. And then I'd looked over and they had one of those inflatable things in their yard, one of those decorations.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my son and this young girl were kind of over by it. And my son was just beating the hell out of it. He was just boxing it, just like showing off to this girl, like, oh, I'll protect you. And it was just beating him, like, son, whoa. Like, they just gave you candy. Their door is still open. They can see you doing
God.
This.
Oh,
like,
my
you
God.
Need to go.
So your son is the horror.
A little bit, yeah.
Not a little bit, bro.
There's something about the night when he got into him, or he was like, I want to run. Like, I want to run in the street.
The witching hour.
And I want, exactly. Something came over him.
Okay. So if your son or daughter was as twisted and possessed as Leo, or...
He had good form. He was.
Or
really...
you were in a political thing or something even more fun or more horrifying. We want to hear your Halloween horror stories. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Come on. No. Keep going. No. Yeah.
I mean.
I have one more, but like go.
I just remember always being sick. And so I would be sitting at the sidewalk and like because my mom didn't want to leave me at home.
You didn't know you were gluten allergy?
No, just like flu sinus stuff.
Oh.
But it was like kind of debilitating, but my mom didn't want to leave me behind. So I would just walk on the sidewalk and I wouldn't walk up to the door. And so my siblings would have to be like, hey, you see that gimp over there? We're getting candy for her too. So they would grab like an extra handful for me.
I got to tell one more I'm the one ruining this whole thing. I don't think it happened in Colorado. Do you guys remember this? There was like, everybody walked through this family's horrifying Halloween display. They had all the graves in the front.
Mm.
They had like severed like limbs and whatever. Mm. They had a person hanging from the tree. They just, they went through the whole thing. And it was like in the news the next day, a person hanging from the tree, not a decoration.
It was a real person.
What?
Somebody had... This is me ruining Halloween horror stories. Somebody had chosen that day to use display to
wow.
And then everybody just walked by going, whoa, that looks
That's
so real.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It even has maggots in it.
Okay. if you've got a Halloween horror story, this is where we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Not everybody's Halloween was perfect. Some people had horrors. We call it Halloween horrors. Nick?
Yai.
Yai. Halloween horrors. What happened?
Well, when I was a teenager, you're too old to go trick-or-treating. So I would hide in the bushes. And as little kids were walking by, I would scream and scare them. And inevitably, one kid would drop their candy bag. And I would make out to, like, get that candy bag and, go back and recede into the bushes. And, So
how many kids would you knock off in a night?
I think I would get, on average, between, like, 6 and 7 bags of candy.
And would you hit him?
Would you stay in the same bush? Because I'm assuming parents would be like, hey, get out of there.
I'd be running too.
There's an alley between like one street and the other street, so I would mix it up.
Okay.
But I was always really clear that I would track where the kids I just scared were going, so I wouldn't follow those same kids.
Gotcha. And, and you'd make sure you got them after they've hit a couple cul-de-sacs first, right? You want to have an empty bag dropped.
Oh, my gosh.
It needs to be a full bag.
The idea is that they do the work for me, right? So they got
to do the
work. You couldn't just get a paper route?
You don't get candy on a paper route.
You buy your own. No! It'll scare the children.
Because to buy the variety that you get in one Halloween bag, because you can't just buy a few Laffy Taffys and a few Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You get, like, the only way to really make that happen is to knock over a kid.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
you heard it here first.
This was supposed to be Halloween horrors, but I'm here in a business model. You never got caught, Nick? You?
Nope. Okay. Nope, never got caught. All right. No. And I think my parents did wonder why I always had candy, like, right after Halloween, but, you know.
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell, that kind
of
thing.
Not a lot of supervision going on there.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Nick. Melanie?
Yay!
Halloween horror. What happened?
Oh, so I was out walking, and, you know, we have a great neighborhood, family neighborhood, but I don't have any children yet. And so, but I have my fur baby, and Milo and I were out walking, and then Milo saw one of the neighborhood kids, or I think maybe he thought he saw, I don't know, but he just broke off. And next thing you know, it's just a lot of people out there, and Milo is gone, and I'm out there just hollering, and I couldn't find Milo for like 3 hours.
But your dog's not like a vicious attack dog, or he wasn't out like killing bears, and they're not actually bears; they're just kids dressed up as Ewoks. Like,
yeah, he really did think I'm going to hope that he thought he saw one of the neighborhood kids that feeds him sometimes. And it just became this whole big thing. And I mean, from tears to interrupting people's trick-or-treating. And
so you're just a crazy person going, do you know who Milo is?
Have you seen Milo?
Have you seen?
And then there's kids screaming down the street because something is chasing after
Correct.
Him. Wow.
You ruined everybody's
Milo's
Halloween.
Milo's a little yappy at times. Milo's feisty. Milo's got a little feist.
Was this recently or was this...
It was yesterday.
Oh my God!
No.
Okay. Yeah, so you ruined a current Halloween.
We gave candy to some dog at our house. Was it me?
Did he have a tag on? Or? Thank you for the call, Melanie. Stephanie?
Yay.
Halloween horror. What happened?
My son is 2, and before the people would like even open the door and give him candy, he was attacking them to get to the bowl of candy.
Where do we think he learned that behavior, Stephanie?
My husband.
Did they think it was cute, or were people like annoyed with your kid?
Most people thought it was cute. There was one guy that was like trying to push him out of the door, and so then I went and like helped him. But I was like,
"Oh my god!"
What was he dressed as he was attacking people? Was it at least cute?
Mario.
Okay.
It's me, a Mario.
What else you got in the house? Where's the fine china?
Thank you for the call, Stephanie. Oh my God, there were some aggressive kids.
You need to pay up. I don't know.
Mario's the muscle now? Okay. Chrissy?
Yay.
Halloween horror, what happened?
So I grew up in this really small town, and it was like not very many places to go trick-or-treating, but the fire department did their own little haunted house every year.
Oh, cute.
And sounds fun, right? My dad would always go with us, and he was just like horrible. He would shove you into the characters and just like ditch you at the last second, so you're all of a sudden by yourself. So nobody wanted to walk next to dad, as it was. This one year, there was the guy with the chainsaw, and I'm already knowing, like, I don't want to be near dad because he's going to shove me. Well, whatever happened, I was the one near him, and he shoved me into the chainsaw guy, and I was wearing a necklace, and it got, like, wrapped up in the chain, and it, like, sucked it off my neck, sucked me into him. I had, like, a ligature mark. From that point on, dad wasn't allowed to take us to the haunted house anymore.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Chainsaw guy should not have a chain.
It didn't.
Her necklace chain got stuck.
Oh, it got stuck on the. I was like.
Yeah. No. Whew.
Okay. I'm like, the chains got intertwined with each other? Okay.
Well,
so your dad did
not have had a chainsaw at all, but yeah, it was just the chain part, no blades. But
okay,
gotcha.
Sorry.
Caught
I was confused. Your dad's like, I'll do anything to not be the dead one at this thing.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This thing has gotten out of control.
What? I'm in the field. I'm doing research. I'm. What do you want? I'm a journalist.
It is time for news or nope.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
This was supposed to be a cute thing where we tell some of the stories we wouldn't normally tell on the show. Actual mm-hmm. news stories. Keep mm-hmm. people informed. I decide if I want to hear the rest of it. Is it news or is it nope? And now TAC has brought in some sort of extra audio in, yeah. for the whole thing.
Which, that's a special thing. Does that mean that has to go first or last?
All right, journalist boy.
I just report. No. I don't produce the news.
All right, here's the way this works. I begin the news theme and somebody kicks off their stories.
Okay. Good evening. It is the 1st of November, and November is American Diabetes Awareness Month. So happy month to all of my type 1 diabetes. Diabetes asses
is
out there.
Dia what?
Diabetes asses. That's what we call ourselves.
Yeah.
You do? That's cool.
We're type 1 diabetes asses.
Okay. So what happens this month?
Nothing changes. We just bring awareness.
Can we talk about your plight a little bit?
Sure.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, I never understood it. And, like, when I was little, people had to just constantly prick their finger.
Oh, yeah.
And now you guys have figured out some magical device.
The technology has gotten
insane. It's
crazy.
It's awesome.
It's all controlled from my phone now. My pump, my continuous glucose monitor,
like
just on my phone.
Like, it's not as difficult to be a diabetic as it used to be. It's still not great. It's not
I'm a diabetic. But it's way more tolerable.
I remember there was a basketball player named Adam Morrison that was really big in college, and he was diabetic, and he would have mm-hmm. to come out and prick himself and do all that. Like, and that was 15 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And now you don't hear about
Kate Moss's daughter is like a professional runway, whatever, and she wears her pump, and like, it's just so cool to see.
Yeah. It was one of those things, like, for me growing up, like, I promise I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, but it's like, diabetes is like, you're disabled and like, you're infirmed and you can't do anything. And now it's like, Bret Michaels, I think, from Poison.
Yeah.
Like,
he's got it. Catwoman, Halle Berry. She's a type 1 diabetic, but I've got some beef with her because she doesn't share. And it's like, you are one of the biggest actresses. Please be an advocate. Nick Jonas is like the king of diabetics.
Nick Jonas is a diabetic?
Are you kidding me?
Sorry. I'm not in the club. I'm not in the club. How would I know? But here's what I wanted to get to is this weird little thing. So every once in a while, we're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you're doing a radio show, silence your damn phone, right?
Yeah.
You gotta, like, it's nothing's worse than all of a sudden, and you're like, come on, Tia, turn it, like, mm-hmm. whatever. But like, there are times we're just talking, and all of a sudden, Aaron's like going, boop, like she's backing up.
Beep, beep, beep,
beep. And I'm like, is she about to like go down? Or what is that? What does the beeping mean?
It's a couple of things. I either just gave myself insulin, and that's it, telling me that like it's done, it finished. Okay. Or it's like, hey, your blood sugar has been high for a while.
So you need
like,
to do something. But then you attach this thing to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And she just told me the other day, like every 10 days or whatever, she has to reattach it. And she moves between her arm and her leg or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they must not be cheap.
No.
So she's like, damn it. And I'm like, what? She's like, she put it like into the muscle or something of her leg.
In a weird spot in my leg and I can like feel the probe. Under
every time she moves, she can feel. I'm like, take it out.
No.
Like, can you imagine walking around? Like,
no.
There's somebody shot a nail gun in your thigh, and you're like, no, I'm just gonna have to live with it for 10 days. I'm like, what are you talking about? Take it out. I'll front
it's fine.
You the
I'll
cash.
I'll get used to it.
What?
Yeah.
So it's still in there.
Oh yeah.
And you can feel it every time you move.
It's gotten better. I've gotten used to it.
Okay. I just want like, Aaron's a trooper. She's in here. If it sounds like there's a truck backing up, we're just trying to keep Aaron alive. That's all that's going on here.
Good evening. A very special happy birthday is in order this month as somebody that's beloved to all of us turns 55, and it sounds a little something like this.
This is where you brought in audio.
And then you would play the clip. we'll edit this out.
how do you edit when we're live? Explain.
I don't know.
You mean for the podcast later?
Yeah, well,
where's the podcast available, you guys? I forget.
For free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
That was me stalling because I didn't have it put into a place where I could play it. Now I can play it.
Okay.
Do you want to do your whole thing over?
Yes, good evening.
Oh, no, hold on.
Very special. Happy birthday. Happy 55th.
We haven't done that.
Good
Definitely
evening.
Edit this whole part out.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to, let me.
Cut.
Good evening. A very special happy birthday is in order as somebody that's beloved to all of us.
You know we're not editing. Okay, yeah.
But, turns 55.
Why do you keep restarting it?
That's not the clip. And it sounds a little something like this.
You know I already have this theme.
Sunny day, trees in the clouds away.
That's right. Sesame Street turns 55 this month. It aired on PBS since its debut. And now it's on HBO Max. Happy
it
birthday.
Is Sesame Street is?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Sesame Street.
I totally thought it was much older.
Than 55?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought so. It feels like it was on...
Like 80 years
for my
or
parents
something. Yeah.
Or something.
It's basically raised everybody. We all grew up watching it.
So,
who didn't watch Sesame Street?
Do you know which character started? Like, I don't know who all was there. Because like, Elmo
first?
Definitely wasn't there.
I think it was Big Bird was the first, no?
I feel like Kermit was there at the beginning.
Yeah,
maybe Oscar.
There's a Muppet, because they're all Muppets, but they're not part of the Muppets, like Kermit and Miss
Piggy.
Well,
they weren't Muppets yet. I think they weren't called Muppets yet.
The first character to appear on Sesame Street was Big Bird.
Big Bird was first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who all was there? Was Kermit there?
Ernie and Bert.
Ernie and Bert.
Kermit.
Which one's worse?
Ernie and Bert. It's Bert and Ernie.
That's what I thought, but it says Ernie and Bert.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard it said that way.
Oh my God, this has been, I swear to God,
no,
we were out of time
is.
For News or Note. This is a thing for me. This has been an argument on the show, has it not? Is it Bert and Ernie or is it Ernie and Bert?
I've only heard Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, but online says Ernie and Bert.
Because I grew up thinking it's Ernie and Bert.
Mm.
You did? Are you serious?
Wait, which one's which? Which one's the orange guy?
I have no idea.
Ernie. Ernie is the short one. Bert is the tall, like grumpy
Ernie
one.
Ernie and Bert.
With the
Bert and
unibrow.
Ernie. Oh my God, now you've got me second guessing. Which way do you think it is?
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie. Because Bert's the smart one, and that's why we say him first? Why would Bert get to go...
Because it's alphabetical.
No, I don't think that's it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because
just...
who... Like, as a kid, I loved Ernie because he's the fun one.
He is
Bert's
fun,
Bert's just
yeah,
like
yeah.
the stick in the mud.
Mm.
It's like the Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I did a whole tour. One of the tours of my band was called the Bert is Evil Tour.
Really?
What?
And our lanyards every night. Have you ever looked up birtisevil.com?
No.
I think it still exists. It's just all, this is before AI, so these were just people good with Photoshop, and it's just all shots of like Bert with a cigarette dangling out of his mouth. They are just trashy.
These are unhinged.
Yeah, fully.
Oh, no.
Like it's Bert with like evil eyes doing terrible things to dogs. Yeah, we did a whole tour based on
that. What happened? Sesame Street.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Two against one. Let's go.
Yeah, all in.
Why do you guys, do you want me to sound like the curmudgeonly guy?
We don't make you sound like that. You just are one.
I don't. Okay, so just before the song ended, these two yahoos are like, I'm all in. Christmas starts now. It doesn't, though.
It does.
It does.
It can. If you let it into your heart, boss.
Aaron?
Yeah?
You like Thanksgiving, right?
I do, but there's not really decorations for Thanksgiving.
The thing about it is T-Hack is trying to recruit you to his anti-Thanksgiving team. Because what he wants to do is just skip it.
Over.
He wants to skip over.
Oh,
and
I get that.
It to be. And so by you saying Christmas starts now, it doesn't.
It
and
does,
I'm not
though.
The guy who goes, it's too soon for Christmas music. In fact, we'll play 4 Christmas songs this hour. You want to?
But we still have the Whamageddon bet.
Oh, wait. I forgot about that. What's our bet?
The first person to hear Wham.
Is it Last Christmas?
I think so.
Yeah.
Were we doing that?
Or did we do Mariah?
Song. Mariah.
Did we name it something?
You can't avoid Mariah. We'll have it.
Right.
But what's the bet?
I don't know. I don't remember.
We have to have some sort of... There has to be a punishment for the...
Yeah. For the losers.
Or a reward for the last
For the least festive one?
No. It's just... All you gotta do is just try to...
So the least festive one wins, the most festive...
You just try to avoid the one song. You can listen to the rest.
Yeah,
but
so...
It's impossible.
Don't listen... Well, nobody listens to that stupid radio station that does that, but just don't turn on any other apps or make sure if you're creating a playlist, is it Last Christmas from Wham?
It is, yeah.
Or you can't avoid All I Want for Christmas.
That's why I think we chose that one.
No, that
remember.
Was too hard. We had to do Wham. Whamageddon's the one.
Okay. All right.
For the last person to hear Wham, will you just text us randomly at 51059? The second you hear it, just go I'm out.
Oh yeah,
Whamageddon,
participate. Play with us.
51059. Right, Whamageddon. I'm out. When you're out,
I'm ready to play Christmas music tonight. Though that's the problem. I'm not
ready for Christmas music, but I am ready for decorations.
You're gonna decorate now.
My best friend has already put up stuff. She put it up last week.
I love it.
Please say not the tree.
The tree cannot go up. We brought the box up, but the tree that's not in the tree shape? The long...
Garland?
But it's like pine. Yeah.
Garland?
Sure. Is that still called garland?
Garland.
They wrap around the railing
garland?
And stuff? Yeah.
Say it again.
Garland? I did the long pause on that one. Okay. When can you put the tree up?
Now.
Today.
Yeah, today you can.
I'm all in. I can't.
If you guys put your tree up, I swear, don't look at me again. Don't look at me until...
Why?
I've always been, you can't put it up till after Thanksgiving. I have pulled back a little because when you're entertaining family and friends at your house,
you
there's
to get
something
it
nice to have.
Yeah.
That tree and just the lights. I like the garland more than I like the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something nice. It feels cozy if you got the fireplace on, your tree's up or whatever. But your tree can't go up until the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. No, 0 days before that.
No, you have to do it.
It's the end of December.
Mm.
But see, I came around on this a couple years ago because the house just looks and feels better when it's decorated for Christmas.
Just leave it up all the time.
You're
That's what my neighbor does. It's literally his tree has been up and lit for 6 years straight, every single day.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I'll take a video of it.
This is a single person.
No.
There's no way somebody's married to somebody.
And they have two dogs, very cute dogs.
This is a joyous person.
No, it's not. Because in the middle of March with a Christmas tree up, you're
That's a little much. But I think you're a math guy. So yeah. Best case, you're saying you could December 1 to the end of the year, like 1/12th of the year, 1 month is Christmas time.
Yes.
Why not just one more month? Now, it's still only 2/12ths, 1/6 if you.
But you don't take it down on January 1st. You at least leave it that whole week.
To the 6th, to Three Kings Day.
Oh my God. No, you're supposed to leave it up till the stock show leaves.
That's the outside lights. Oh. Nobody cares about the tree. Stock show people can't see it. I think it's for people flying in for the stock show. They're like, ooh, Denver's still festive. I think.
But if you get so much enjoyment and the house looks better, why not just stretch it a little bit? It's barely any of the year.
Listen to me. I'm saying then jump on Team Psychopath, her dog neighbors, who just then.
See, why not?
It's a slippery slope, bro.
I think it's because that's too much. Then there's nothing special about it.
There's nothing special about it if you start in November.
Yes, there is.
We're just maximizing the amount of time, and then when it's over, it's over.
Can you put them outside too? You're doing outside lights?
We kind of always have some outside lights. Not like on the big house, but we have stuff around our railings.
On the big house? What do you got, a pool house? What are you talking about?
Like the above the garage.
Like the and trim. Like
the trim, thank you, yes. The trim, Slacker.
So, I need people to sound off. There's two things you're texting. Whamageddon, in or out, and is it too soon? I think, or just text in what date you think is okay. Because I'm just saying, I know for me, it's almost, if there's no chance of snow, then you can't do it. And there's no.
Well, and a lot of HOAs say 30 days before the holiday and like 30 days after. 30 days before the holiday is
November 25th.
So that's for outside. You can absolutely do inside.
Yeah. Then you're starting a psychopath. Today.
Yeah, I'm not letting the HOA in my house.
I'm a happy psychopath, so it's fine.
If you have two dogs.
A festive one.
What town is this? Are these
Lakewood. Ghost and Maverick. No, Ninja and Maverick. Sorry, those are the dogs.
Those are the dogs?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. These people need to be locked up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is one of those goofy things we do every once in a while where we're just going to, we don't care anymore. We're just going to joke off the rest of the day.
Have we cared earlier?
No, we every once in a while we try to put together.
Like, oh, yeah. When we like first get here for a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah. But then by this time.
Trash.
Yeah, just. So we want your best jokes. But I don't know if we. Do we want their best jokes or do we want their dad jokes? Or do we want their. Because it's like something about the stupider the better.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Oh, God.
Now
I actually want your good jokes.
Oh.
Because I don't want. I know what's going to happen right now. Tiak is so dry. Like, he's just so like. And then everybody's going to be on his side on the tags, like, oh my God, his jokes were the best. And then it's like, it's just, it drives me nuts. Like, I want to laugh.
He makes us laugh. Laugh.
Yeah.
But is it a pity laugh, though?
No.
All right. You know what, then? Tiak, you start. You start the joking off.
What kind of underpants do lawyers wear?
Briefs. Something about, I was going to, yep.
Briefs. Okay.
Did you want to?
Yeah, well.
Where's the laugh? I'm waiting.
He got me there. Stop! I hate that thing. What is the best way to catch a fish? You ask someone to throw it to you.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm serious. I wanted to do this today, but if this is the bar, then I'm going to the bar.
Oh.
This is... This is not a joke. I want, you know, I'm prone to tangents or whatever.
Yeah.
My buddy, you guys know him, had to tell his wife, she's been like drawing her eyebrows in.
Mm.
And he was like, you're drawing them in too high. And man, did she look surprised.
Are we supposed to not laugh? I find so much enjoyment in these. I let everyone off the hook. Did you hear about the cleaners who went to space?
No.
Well, they ended up scrubbing the mission.
Why did the pony ask for a glass of water? Because it was just a little horse.
It was.
It was just a little guy.
You see, Slacker, because horse. His throat as well.
See, I like to personalize my jokes. So, like, I know I was a little late coming into work today because I had to go see my buddy who was in the hospital. He fell down a well. He just doesn't see that well.
You have a lot of buddies.
A lot of buddies. Let me do this. If you think you can tell a joke better than the last couple of rounds of this, we want you to call and tell your funniest or worst or dad joke. We call it joking off. 303-222-5423 or text your jokes to 51059.
I am excited to hear all of these jokes, but you shouldn't tell jokes to a duck because they'll quack up.
Solid advice. I don't tell dad jokes that often, but when I do, he usually laughs.
Mine doesn't. He's dead.
I don't tell dad jokes yeah. often, but when I do tell dad jokes, dad laughs. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not going to look at you at all. I probably got to leave early today.
Okay. Got here late, leaving early. Okay.
Yeah. It's not a buddy this time. Okay. It's one of the dogs.
Oh, no.
They got into my game cabinet.
Oh.
And just ate a whole bunch of Scrabble tiles. So last I heard from the vet, they said no word yet. But they're a little afraid it could spell disaster.
I can't. I think
no
I
word it. Yet. No yeah, word yet. Good. You get it? Hey, I don't even know whose turn it is right now. Whose turn is it?
Why do sweaters tend to hang out together?
Oh boy!
It's because they're pretty close knit.
He's laughing at his own. Does that count?
Yeah, it does.
What did one potato chip say to the other?
Oh my God! You guys, please call with your jokes. What did one potato
Let's
chip?
Let's go
say
for a dip.
That's cute.
Yeah, I have a buddy who's a pirate.
That's wow. it. That's the joke.
Do you know what a pirate says on their 80th birthday? Aye, matey.
I get it. I have a buddy that's a duck. Why do ducks have feathers on their tails? I asked him, and he said, to hide our butt quacks.
You can't. I'm sort of the school. If we've already done the duck quack thing, which Aaron did, to like maybe not go back to that well. You know what I mean? Or do you feel like you're piling on and you're
what
like
do clouds
it?
Wear beneath their pants?
Oh boy,
thunderwear. Tying it back.
Yeah, we're trying to stick with a theme here.
Yeah.
So the other night, me and my buddy were sitting on the couch, and you know I have kind of really tall ceilings and like whatever my house is like kind of ornate or whatever. And he was looking up at my ceiling and he goes, you know, I don't know if that's the best ceiling I've ever seen, but it's up there.
All right. I have a buddy who's a chicken. And I asked this chicken buddy that I've known him since he's a chick, really. But I asked him, why do the chicken coops only have two doors? And my friend who's a chicken said, well, because if it had four, it'd be a sedan. And I said, quack, quack.
How did the piano get locked out of its car?
We have to be done. Is this your buddy, the piano?
No, I don't have buddies.
How did the piano get locked out of the car?
It lost its keys.
Okay. All right, I'm going to mercifully end our portion of joking off.
I was just getting warmed up.
Yeah, no, you were not.
Let's try.
Yep. If you have a joke that's better than these, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Get used to the sound of silence. Because...
my old friend...
That's darkness.
Dang it! But oh, by the sound they covered, right? The sound of silence.
No, but it's hello darkness,
yeah,
my
yeah.
old friend.
Yeah, but the sound of
silence. Anyway, okay.
Did they cover it? I gotta look.
Who?
The sound of silence.
Sound of silence is the name of the song.
Oh
my God!
Who's
this room?
That's a good one.
Oh, Disturbed covered it. That I was thinking.
Okay,
that.
So anyway, we're doing joking off where we want to tell jokes, and then we're.
You wanted it to be a dumpster fire. Here you are.
Okay, Jessica.
Yay.
Yay.
Joke off. Joking off. What do you got?
What's the difference between a good joke and a bad joke timing?
TX Hardy.
I've already heard him, dude. It still gets me.
Oh my god, you said it so fast. It like that is that is really funny. I'm stealing that one for sure.
Yeah,
thank you.
That was awesome.
Scott.
Yay.
Yay. Joking off. What do you got?
I was once addicted to soap, but now I'm clean.
We're happy for you, Scott.
Yep. Keep working it. It works if you're worth it. Cheryl?
Yay.
Yay.
Joking off.
What do you call someone who won't fart in public?
Who won't fart in public?
Yes.
Polite? Gooth?
I don't know. What do you call them?
A private tutor.
Cute.
I needed one of those in math.
I got another one.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, your person was so successful. Normally, I would have jettisoned the call, but I just love the sound of dead air. Go ahead. Let's have another one.
You're on fire, Cheryl. Let's hear it.
What do you call a nun in a wheelchair?
A nun in a
wheelchair? Virgin Mobile.
What?
Virgin Mobile.
Okay. All right. I'd ask you of a third, but I don't want to hear it. Thank you, Cheryl. Brenda. Stop laughing. Your laugh is not real. You're breaking down.
I am. It's an awkward. You are. Like, I don't
you're
know
like,
what to,
you're manic.
What do I do with my hands?
You're real weird with your hands. She's like, hold your face, you guys. She's like the scared person in the corner who like, pink. Like you heard a spring hit the floor. And, yeah.
I'm taking notes. These are good.
Brenda.
Yay.
Yay. Joking off, what do you got?
So, why do mean girls always walk in odd numbers?
I don't know. Why?
Because they can't even.
Points for delivery.
Yeah, for sure points on that. All right, thank you, Brenda. Veronica.
Yes, yay.
Yes, yay.
Joking off, what do you have?
What is Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana.
Again, points for delivery.
Yeah, no, there's something there. Thank you. But it's not pronounced banana. It's just banana.
But you know, it's a joke.
Oh. Right. Yeah, but I'm down in the weeds now because my brain's starting to hurt.
I'm not sure that talking duck from any of those jokes either was accurate.
Deb?
Yes.
Joking off, what do you got?
Okay, a husband and his blonde wife were in the car, and he said, honey, I want to make sure that the turn signals work, so you go out and watch, and I'll turn them on. So he did, and she went out, and you know what her response was?
What?
Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Yep, all right. Gina?
Yes.
Joking off.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Anna. Yeah.
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 What's the?
Tell us your joke.
Oh boy.
Oh, okay. If two vegans are fighting, is that still considered beef?
I didn't. I did not understand.
If two vegans are fighting, is that still considered beef?
Oh. Maybe it's tofu.
Smarty Marty, please,
save us.
For the love of God, save this.
Why can't a human nose be 12 inches long?
Why not?
It would be a foot.
You've done your job, Smarty. You saved it.
Yeah, no, you saved it all right. Thank you, Marty. Lovely to hear from you. Aaron.
Yay.
Yay.
Joking off, what do you got?
You know, I love this topic, but poop jokes are not my favorite. They're a solid number two.
Not always solid.
Heard the same review of this show.
Addie?
Hello. Yay.
Yay. Joking off. What do you got?
My joke is, what do you call a fat pumpkin?
I have no idea what.
A plumpkin.
A plumpkin?
Mm-hmm. A plumpkin.
Yep. Nope.
That's kind of clever. I like that one.
We could hear it three more times. Thank you, Addie. Can I just ask a question amongst the show? We have a quick show meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much longer do we expect to bleed like this?
Well.
Tobin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joking off.
What? Kate's mother has three children.
Mm-hmm.
Snap, Crackle, and who was her last child?
It's
I know.
Tate.
It's
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It worked on me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't really know how to start the question that I need to ask you guys. So let me start from the creepiest point I possibly can.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
There is a woman who walks her dog every day behind my house.
Okay.
There's a couple different women who do that. Some of them like tie their dog around their waist and they jog. Mm. And I don't think this is one of those.
Is that a thing to tie around the waist?
They make special leashes that you just like clip.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
and then
you can
jog without like, and your dog, if they get used to it, it almost looks like the Iditarod, you know, that you're sleigh or whatever, and you're just like, whoo, you're just moving through the world.
I'd be too nervous. The dog would get going way too fast.
Exactly.
And I would just get pulled.
Or stop and like jerk your spine. And
no, it's more secure. I used to dog sit for a beagle that had one because he would get excited and pull, and like, that's your arm. You could let go easily.
Oh.
So if you have it around your waist, it's more secure. It's,
you're just like being drugged.
It was me fighting. Yeah, well,
you're like
by
a
beagle.
Cartoon. You're like Snoopy. Like,
no, yeah. Not quite.
If I'm jogging, I want a lot of breaks.
Yes.
It's mostly breaks.
Yes.
A little jogging.
Okay. So, but I don't think she's a jogger lady, but I do see her every day. I can kind of picture her face. This is terrible. I don't even know why I'm talking about this, but I want to go out in the backyard and wait for her to walk by, and I want to start a conversation with her. And I need to know from you guys if you think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so.
What kind of conversation?
Maybe I should ask that.
DX is all for the loving. Why don't you come inside? Does this rag smell like chloroform?
Yeah.
It's not that. So here's the thing. It makes me creepy that I know her face because she walks back and forth, right? A little bit.
No. I recognize people that walk by all the time.
Yeah, isn't there a neighborly aspect to it?
Kind of, I guess.
You know?
So just right now at this particular time in the sun's orbiting around Earth, the sun is exactly in front of my car when I come home from dropping my daughter off at school.
Okay.
Like, I can't see.
Mm.
So a few days ago, I was making a left turn into my neighborhood and she had to scatter drill and kind of I didn't see her.
Okay.
And I pretty much came by the look on her face. She definitely saw her life flash before her eyes. I came real. I couldn't see.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
So I'm turning into, and I'm turning, this sounds so pretentious, but I'm turning onto like a cobblestone. You guys have been in my house. There's a weird little cobblestone thing in a gate.
Ugh. Yeah.
And there's just never anybody there. There's no cars. You don't have to worry about cars.
Mm-hmm.
Cause nobody's driving there cause they can't. There's a gate there. So I'm making my left and I'm just presuming it's clear because it's been clear every day for the last 10 years. As I turned and the sun was no longer in my way, I could see that I almost killed her.
Mm. And she was with the dog too?
Yes.
Okay.
So now...
What did you do then, if anything?
Drove through the gate real fast, got my car in the garage.
Wrong.
Sure. What else do you do?
No, you're nailing it. You're doing it.
What else do you do?
Roll down your window.
No, you don't, because she was mad and the adrenaline was high.
And
the adrenaline was high for
both of us.
You
apologize, yeah.
That's what I want to do, but I want to do it now. Like,
how,
I couldn't do it then.
How long ago was that?
Longer than I should say. It's been probably a week. Yeah. Because then I had.
What year was COVID again?
But now I see her, and it. Like, I'll see her walk behind my house. Like, my house is set up in such a way that, like, the sidewalk behind it's my higher. House is above yeah. my house. So people look, I see people walking by, even though I have a 5-foot fence. Their feet are 5 feet above that. I see their whole body, their dog, the whole thing. I see them walking by, and I'm like, there's a lady I almost killed. So if, let me ask the room, if I almost killed you, would you want to see me again? Would you want me to apologize? I understand, Aaron, that I should have apologized then, but I didn't. So
I like that you want to take accountability. That's a good step in the right direction. But I also, what if she's just, that's her relaxed time. She's walking the dog. She's listening to,
but it already happened.
To Odyssey.
Okay. She's listening to the, she's downloaded the Slacker Show podcast yeah. on Odyssey.
Yeah.
Do they work when you download them?
They do.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Well, if you're the nice lady,
do you have to offer her something? Do you have to have some sort of gift?
That's
like,
what I'm asking.
To make it a little better and what, just like,
what,
hey.
What is that gift?
I don't know. Like a something for the dog.
I don't know. I don't know. Like you brought that up that one time where you wanted to, it wasn't there dogs that you wanted to like
there were,
say
yeah,
hi
yeah,
to?
Yeah, and people said like a Chewy gift card would be a good thing. That,
yeah,
let
I was
that,
thinking
don't...
get her a Starbucks gift card.
But then say what? Like do I literally, because this is all, okay, I'm asking several different things, but number one, is it creepy if I see her and I just go bolting out my back door and go, hey, excuse me.
Yeah. You need to be walking Moxie at the same time.
No. I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not doing that. She has a huge dog. No.
Yeah, the dogs will fall in love.
Yeah, no.
We've got 101 Dalmatians on our hands. Who are you apologizing for, do you think? Do you think it's because you feel guilty, or do you think she...
I want her to understand that I'm not a careless driver, that the sun was in my face. I was going through a lot of personal stuff that day.
It's for you. It's not for her.
Oh my God. Nobody's ever posed the question that way before. I want her to know that she's seen and that I... Like, yes, that I'm not a... you're right. Is it about me?
Yeah.
But don't...
But
we're used to it. Don't
no,
worry.
No. Oh God. No, but for real. Do you want it? Would you want it? Would you want to know
I
that?
I would
like,
have wanted it when it happened, but I have moved on, and that's that.
Because I do hate when something like that happens and they cry, and then the person's always like, "What the?" And it's like, "I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Everyone, let's just take a breath, relax.
You never accidentally turned or never accidentally swerved? Like any, whenever somebody does the immediate, you just did it and you made my blood boil. Cause it's like, I'm in King Super's parking lot and I turn into a parking space and somebody was waiting for it. And I'm like, oh, geez, woo, sorry. And they're like, what the?
Yeah.
And you're like,
chill. I saw you.
Right.
Like not as early as you wanted me to see, but nothing happened. I didn't hit you. Like, we're okay.
I didn't kill her.
Yes.
So.
Congratulations.
So yes or no? Then you're saying no.
No.
Because it's just for me, Tia.
Yeah.
No. Because she probably threw her hands up. She just wanted.
All right.
I don't know.
I drug her into my house. She's in my basement right now, and I need to know what to do next.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm so concerned.
Oh my God, you're a bad aunt. I'm a good uncle. You're the worst aunt. We need to do a little Halloween recap.
I can't.
I know exactly what Leo dressed up as.
How?
Because I listen to T-Hack when he talks. Because I respect him. I normally as do. As a man, as a father.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Look at the text. It's always, let T-Hack talk.
I don't have to let him talk to respect him.
Yeah. Wait. What side am I on?
First off, did you give out candy? Did anybody give out candy? You
did not.
You were part of it.
I got some candy from the people at the bar.
If it's candy from the bar, you sure it wasn't still pink cocaine?
I'm sure. It was like Twizzlers and Skittles.
Okay. We gave some out. We set the bowl out because we were trick or treating. And now, so my wife prepared she printed out a nice thing that said, please, it had like a rhyme on it. I don't remember what it was.
Please
only
take
one and save the fun for everyone or something like that. And it was in like a nice frame and said it. But I don't think you need to do that anymore because most of the houses were just a bowl on the porch where we were. It's just,
are you serious?
Yeah, most of it. I think trick or treating's changing for young kids now. I think it's just you go house to house and just grab it out of the bowl.
Because you're out at the same time, and then, yeah.
If you have young kids, you're out with your kids.
Right. Which we do in our neighborhood. There are just a lot of young kids. So maybe it's just us. But it felt like they're not even going up to doors. They're just grabbing candy.
Was there drinking in your neighborhood?
Yeah, this was the first time I partook.
Really?
In some drinks. Yeah, we went to our neighbors, and they had made some, punch
wasail
stuff.
Wasail or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
had
called.
Some had some sherbet in it, and I was all on board.
They listened to you.
That second R is not there.
I know, but
it's just sherbet.
But it bothers you, so.
It bothers me, so. Here's the thing. I think next year I might have to switch it out. I have 20 thoughts about what you just said. Because there was a couple times, there was a 2-3-year-old little kid that had climbed the mansion stairs and hit the doorbell or whatever, opened the door, and it's like, oh my God, it's this little kid all by themselves. And then I did a thing. I basically did the bowl. I didn't want to answer the door. I had a friend answer the door. I'm like, you just answer the door.
Okay.
But they just held the bowl. So instead of handing them candy, it's here you go.
The kid gets to grab.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to just say, before I get to my other thing about drinking, I am so sorry I was the way I was all week about kids and about teenagers.
Thank you.
And they, here's a huge, I'm talking about a cauldron-sized bowl that's full over the brim, and I just kept dumping more bags of candy into it.
Mm-hmm.
Grab some candy. And they would go, and grab one piece of candy.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
And it was like, no, oh my God, take two or three. And they're like, are you sure? Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween. And I'm like, where are these people coming from?
Yeah.
They're nice. They're polite. They're respectful.
I swear.
I tried telling you.
I swear on everything holy, they weren't that nice last year. What happened? You're saying kids have always been that nice?
That's what I've experienced.
You're
yeah.
in Littleton. I'm in Commerce City.
You're in a gated community.
No, but that's okay. What I was going to say, little 3-year-olds by themselves at the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked down expecting to see the parents standing there. There was probably 15 adults.
Oh, yeah.
With this one kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, the whole family.
And they
yeah.
all had a red Solo cup. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Did I miss? Was I supposed to
hand out shots?
Yeah. I was?
It's
when
fun. You don't have to, but it's fun to have something for the adults now, too.
But if I'm, my feeling is if you're going to do that, you're on the driveway. I don't want people coming into my house for drinks. Fair. When you were offered drinks, they were outside, right? They were on the sidewalk.
Ours was different because it was the neighbors that we're friends with. So we stopped. That was our first stop. And they were like, come on in. And they had made some of the punch. So we got it in there. And then we were walking around. We just had the cups of the punch still. But those same friends, they have family in Florida. And they say that's all it is in Florida. It's driveways. Because you don't open the doors because it's so hot. You don't want to let the hot air in.
Just have their bucket there and drinks.
Yes.
And a cooler.
So everyone is out front. It's almost more of a holiday for the parents. For the adults who are all like tailgating basically for
Halloween.
That's
honestly what it is.
Well, this whole thing started off air in that we were going to get an update on Halloween from everybody, but Aaron didn't know what Leo dressed as.
I don't remember T-Hack mentioning it at all. I have no recollection.
Well, I do, because I respect him.
What did Hazel dress up as? Yeah, you respect him.
You do know this. You'd know both.
A pumpkin.
He got it.
Dang it!
He got it. Yeah, which all night she had to deal with. Oh, look at Mr. Pumpkin. Look at the little
buddy,
Mr.
That
Pumpkin.
Happens.
Oh, it's like she's a girl.
You don't want to have to tie a ribbon around her hair.
I know, but
you could have put a bow on, like, I'm assuming there was like a hat or something that goes with.
Yeah. I know, but why does everybody jump to the conclusion? Because Noah,
I know.
My son, is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And for the bulk of his 0 to 5, had long hair. And like servers would come to the table and go, what do the two young ladies want? And it's like,
Yeah, I know. And then it's odd because then you don't want to.
You don't want to shame them, correct them, or say that it's bad that you.
Because they don't mean anything.
They don't.
Right.
It's just like.
It's like, it's a Mrs. Pumpkin.
I know.
So, Transformer Leo.
Mm-hmm. Optimus Prime.
Say you're sorry.
I am
sorry for being an absentee aunt.
That's not what I'm sorry for.
What are you
because
sorry
I'm
for?
Not.
You are.
I know.
You've been to all the parties. I've been to zero.
Yeah,
I've been
exactly.
to one of his birthday parties. Total.
No, but I do feel really bad that I forgot because that is not like me.
Okay.
It's not. I don't.
How was the haul? I guess is the question. So, because my takeaway from Thanksgiving is people are more polite. What's your Halloween takeaway?
My takeaway, so I was very nervous because my wife put the bowl out and I kind of pulled her aside when we got started. And I said, how much candy did you save for us for later? Because who cares about what we're doing now? What about later? What are we going to eat?
Dude.
And she said.
I want you to know you're the biggest child I've ever known in my life.
Can I tell you, when I got home last night and I saw the bowl was empty, I cried a little.
That's what I was worried.
I have leftovers, you guys.
You didn't bring them in.
I forgot to bring them in. You didn't need them today. Today's the day you go
you
to the grocery.
Said.
Today's the day you go to the grocery stores and get them for 50% off.
Why was I going to do that when you were going to bring them in for free?
I never said I'd bring them in today.
Yeah,
I just
did.
Said I'd bring
you
them in.
You literally did.
I said I'd bring them in.
I told my wife, I won't get a fix until Slacker brings his candy in tomorrow. So what are we going to do tonight? And look at now. I don't. Now
so
I,
you don't.
Lost.
So you're out too. So everybody's out, is what you're saying.
Well, what happened is so I was very. She said, "There's not much. I put most of it in the bowl." And I was thinking, like you, oh, the hooligans, they're gonna take them. It's gonna all be gone. We're not gonna have any candy.
Of course.
So then, little pumpkin, Miss Hazel, she is 18 months.
She's not gonna eat the candy.
I'm very focused on her bucket all of a sudden because I'm like, this is my bucket. This is our bucket. This is what we're going to divvy up amongst us. Leo can have his whole bucket and he doesn't care if we steal from his sister, you know? So I'm very focused as we go door
to
door.
You're the worst human ever.
I'm like, you know, she loves Reese's. You got any of those? I'm asking the people like, come on, put something good in for the fun.
She doesn't, you do.
Right. Of course. Yeah, she doesn't know. She's not eating any of it.
That's why he didn't care if they were like,
young.
Mr. Pumpkin. It's like,
yeah, Mr. Pumpkin's hungry.
Yeah.
Growing boy. That's good.
Yeah. But then, much to my surprise, we returned home and the bowl was almost full.
So people didn't take it.
People were so respectful and we weren't even there monitoring it. You know, it's like, because you see the
That's
Ring
amazing.
Camera that goes viral every year of some, it's like a parent with the
parent,
kid.
Like dumps dumping the whole thing.
The parent's
that,
helping them.
That
yeah.
did happen at my sister's last year. There was no parent there, but a kid dumped the whole bowl in his pillowcase.
God, I hate that.
I thought it was going to happen for sure. And now we just have way too much candy. So
okay. Why didn't you bring it in?
Because it's mine.
Okay, so here's the deal. We also need an update on
Potato Gate
candy versus potato because we talked about we know somebody who offers the children who come to their door the choice
yeah
of delicious taffies and confections or an Idaho potato. And Aaron actually went to their house.
Yes.
We will get Potato Gate update next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're recapping our Halloween festivities. Mm-hmm. Tiak is impressed with the neighborhood kids leaving candy for him. So you're set.
I'm very set. Yeah. Very too set. In fact, I'm no longer locked in. I've become unlocked.
For how long? Like, do you have, to me, there's got to be a hard and fast date where you go, like,
I got
to
relock.
I got to lock it back down. Like, I'm going to give myself this weekend, and then I'll bring whatever's left to Aaron.
Mm.
So we
I
all
like
just
this.
Keep trying to get each other to unlock.
Yes. No, we're going to.
Dude, I've never been locked in. What are you talking about?
Aaron is going to
it's
be.
It's tough because we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and then it's the holidays. There's lots of cookies. There's lots of treats.
I don't think
this might just be the window.
You don't like Thanksgiving? I don't think it's Thanksgiving as treats, really.
I don't either.
It's so much savory, very little sweet. I don't look forward to the pies. I mean, I'll eat a slice of pumpkin pie, or if I don't blow it this year, would they change their name? What's the name of my pie place? God, they're so good. They used to be called Colorado Cherry Company or something, but I think they changed to Legacy Pie or something. They're so good. I think they have more than one location. They're on like Tennyson Street where I went to this stupid cat thing.
I think it's still Colorado Cherry Company.
I think they changed their name to Legacy. You sure? I thought it was Legacy Pie Company or something. Their pies are so good. I
their
get
website
nothing for
still
saying
says
this.
Colorado Cherry, so I don't know.
There is Legacy Pie Company. It's a different. It looks like it's different.
No way. It's got to be the same thing. Because
what's the location?
It's on Tennyson Street. It's across from the where you go and you like hang out with cats. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a cat cafe? We're supposed to be talking about Halloween, and now I'm down in the weeds on cats.
I think they're different. I think
there's no way Legacy Pie Company and Colorado Cherry Company, they have to be the same.
You're right.
Thing.
It's Legacy Pie.
They changed their name, right?
Yeah.
Two crack, like a millennial and a Z.
There's also a Colorado Cherry Company, it's pies.
Right, but it's the same company. They just changed their name.
Two different websites. I typed Legacy Tennyson, and it's different.
There's not two pie companies on Tennyson. Please text into 51059.
You are not understanding what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
There are two separate companies. There is one called Legacy. There is one called Colorado.
Where is Legacy? Is it on Tennyson?
Yes.
Then that's Colorado Cherry.
I had to specifically look up Tennyson Street and find the pie place on there.
Here's the thing. I think they changed the overall name to Legacy Pie. We're eventually going to get back to the potato ones
were in like Erie, Windsor.
Right. So there's one like kind of by like Lions or something. And I think they just didn't want to change the name to their ones that are by the mountain towns or whatever. But the overarching place is Legacy. Oh, and by the way, can I just say, I swear to God, I'm getting nothing. They also have in there savory pies.
Oh, yeah.
So they have like meat pies, like a chicken pot pie and things.
Mm.
And the other thing about them, I don't know if they have this at all of them, but the Tennyson location is also a, oh my God, it's now I'm going to lose it. What's the name? Little Man.
Oh, ice cream?
They also have Little Man in there.
Ooh, wow.
So you can get
ice cream and
you
pie.
Roll in there.
They have an apple bourbon caramel pie.
It's so good. I have one in my freezer right now.
Wow.
That I still haven't made.
Bring it in.
Do they have gluten free?
Yes, I bought you gluten free from there.
You haven't.
I didn't?
No, you never did.
Oh, I was dating somebody who needed gluten free and I got her that.
Yep. I'm aware.
Anyway, the real thing that we need to do, we've wrapped up our Halloween, except we haven't wrapped up Potato Gate.
Mm-hmm. And I thought about Aaron a little bit last night because my kids got some interesting things, not as strange as a potato, in my opinion. But
my daughter got like
toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toys?
Like cool, like trading cards.
Yeah.
Okay. My son got a pencil and some stickers. And
that's
he also
the
got
a dentist in the hood. That's a dentist.
Oh, maybe.
Probably.
Is it dentist?
They got to try to... the dentist give out toothbrushes, fools.
So, and then he also got a Prince Polo bar, a full-size Prince Polo bar, which I've never seen that before.
What's
in my life.
What's a Prince Polo bar?
I don't know.
Is it candy?
It's like a wafer chocolate bar with a wafer cookie.
Oh, so somebody's trying to be
something.
Terribly British or something?
I guess, yeah, Prince Polo. So, but I was like, I wonder, it can be as weird as
what do
the
you
potatoes.
Think if Leo had rolled up to a house and they said, hello, good sir, here is a plethora of candies or a potato. What do you think your son would have taken?
I don't.
He's a funny kid. He might go for the potato.
And he was Optimus Prime.
He was. I feel like he might have taken the potato. Yeah, because he'd just been like, oh, I'll do that. Yeah,
here's a zag. Like, I've had enough zig.
Yeah.
It's time for a zag.
Yeah, and at that point, there was a point in the night where their buckets were full and they were going up to doors without a bucket. Because they're just trick or treat, and then they were just taking it in their hands. So it's like had plenty of candy. So maybe he would have gone with the potato.
Can I help you out? Just pro parenting tip: you as the parent bring a pillowcase.
Oh,
to
empty it.
Yes, you don't. But just like a tip jar, right? If your tip jar gets too full, nobody's going to tip
out.
You.
Yeah.
So you don't take it all out.
Just some.
Some.
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like I'm not the first house he's been at. He knows how to trick or treat, but he's not a glutton, right? Mm-hmm. If it's too full, they're like, come on, this kid doesn't need anymore.
Yeah, teach him how to lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to have your own separate
A missed
bag.
Opportunity.
All right, so Aaron got to go to the potato versus candy house.
I did.
What happened?
We ran out of candy, and so they had to take the potatoes.
Time out. You literally started forcing potatoes on kids.
We started handing out like fruit snacks and hot chocolate packets.
Just turn the porch light off.
We did that eventually because we left.
Were kids like, no, I don't want the potato?
I don't want a potato.
Well, we were giving them the option to pick, and all but one kid chose candy.
So one kid, was it the same kid from the year before who had
randomly chosen?
Okay.
Only one kid got a potato, and then we were like, we need to leave.
So it no longer became a consensual potato.
Right. Pretty much.
It was the forced.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. You know how you're supposed to look both ways before you cross the street?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. You should definitely do that before you run from the cops as well.
Okay.
Noted. I've got an unbelievable story, and I can almost guarantee that the question, do you like jazz?
Oh my God. Are you already punning before the story started?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A resident in Beacon, New York.
If this is a B story, because you have emphasized the word B twice already.
Buzz, buzz. A person in New York was trying to exterminate a beehive, and they were like, you know, I'm really struggling. I don't have professional tools, but you know what I do have? I've got some fire. So let me just try to just burn it down.
I have made fire!
Fire burn bees.
Oh, God.
Fire burn house.
Fire burn.
Oh, no.
Because if the bees are on fire and they're still flying,
yeah,
they're spreading the fire.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
About 3 minutes after the phone call to the police department was made, or the fire department, they came and they exterminated. Exterminated? No, extinguished. The bees and the house.
I've been reading a lot of the text lately. And
I'm getting so many words wrong.
So many words in the wheelhouse of the word you mean.
You know what
but
I mean.
Not the, no. No, that's not how this works.
It's close enough.
No, it's not.
You're putting it together, so it works.
No, but it's... Okay.
You like jazz?
Do we have any more bee puns, or can I move on?
You can move on.
Tiat?
There's some of a, is this how hot honey is made? With the bees on fire.
That's clever.
Man, I wish I hadn't thrown to him right there. I could have just been...
Yeah, I was
I'd be halfway done.
Don't. I'm going to let you down, boss.
I got a story out of... Florida!
Woo!
Let's go! So a dude was driving around and he got pulled over by the police.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. They looked in his car and found a cigar with marijuana, a pill box with the word Xanax on it, that had a bunch of pills in it, and two separate baggies with fentanyl inside. Johnny's going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As they began to cuff him, he decided, I'm going to make a break for it.
Okay.
And criminals do, he just started running.
Yeah.
Like Forrest, he was running. He didn't look before he went, took two steps, and ran straight into a giant pole.
Oh, no.
Yeah, gave himself a massive shiner and knocked himself out. They walked calmly over to him.
While laughing.
And
yeah.
cuffed
for sure.
him up.
I actually need some of that pain medicine now.
Yeah, so now instead of just all the drug charges, he's got a flea in the popo charge.
Mm. Mm.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
You like jazz?
I hope everybody's seen the B-movie and understands it. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.